This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. So pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Because when you're out there, so much space.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Because I didn't know enough.
I know too much. That does make me crazy.
I just knew too much.
All right, Fed in Utah. This is all transparent. We know it's Bolton. We always knew. And if you want to say something Trump's done that's incompetent, is he brought in all these deep staters because they'd lie to his face, and he'd never seen that in business. People get promoted in business for doing well and executing properly, and he thought, oh, we just had bad management. People want America to continue on and not go bankrupt. And no, they want to destroy the country. And he said that. He said, I underestimated how bad the swamp is and how corrupt they are and how much they hate the country. Because he offers them money and power not to sell it out. A big seat at the table, these minions. And they're working for other groups. See, Trump's his own man. So he projects onto them that, hey, come on to Team America. You'll be more successful. And you don't have to screw anybody over. They're like, no, I'm better than you. I'm a genius. You're an idiot. America sucks. That's the elitism behind the scenes. Now it's out in the open. And Trump's like, what? You'll be more powerful and make more money and have a seat helping run America. Just don't F the country over. And you don't want it. They go, that's right. And I'm going to get you. I'm better than you. It's the little ding-dong syndrome. It's the chicken SH-T dimension. These people, it's spiritual, folks, and you've got to get that. Because the average American is nice and cares and isn't arrogant and is humble. And we project that onto these people, like the so-called whistleblower's lawyer. And you research these people, and they're almost all, like, signaling, hey, I like prepubescent girls. I go photograph them when I'm alone at Disney World and at water parks, and I represent pedophiles, and I think Jeffrey Epstein's great, and I get pedophiles jobs at national security. I mean, why the hell would you tell people that on Twitter? Because, man, these folks are taking over. The people that do it, and then the Renfields that assist in it. And so, there you go. I mean, when you're faced with something like this, people just don't know what to do. That's how they got the Boy Scouts of America, just like the Catholic Church. They start taking over, and then people can't believe it. Well, it'll bring down the church. It'll bring down Boy Scouts if it's so pervasive. And then you start turning a blind eye. Now you're complicit, and now they take over the whole shooting match. That's how you compromise something. So you can't compromise with any of it. Just say, full speed, attack. See, that's why I always say I frontal attack. I could get all Machiavelli, but that's a mental illness and creep around and do side things and dirty tricks. They always think I'm doing that. The globalists have been so freaked out in all these lawsuits, they haven't found any dirty tricks, any secretiveness, any manipulations, because I've chosen to go full broad daylight frontal attack, because I don't even want to play games with my brain to get into a position where I operate like they do, even in the name of good. Because then you spend your energy in all these other manipulations instead of just full-bore attack. It's the spectacle I want of us crashing into them and exploding and burning, quite frankly. And it's not that I'm a sadist or want to get hurt or want to be a martyr. I just cannot merge my interdimensional essence with devil-worshipping Satanist scumbags. So my will is assault them with everything I've got, and if I get destroyed in the process and torn inside out, that's good, because I will certainly not be with them. I want to hit them and explode, incinerating their operation. And I want in the last essence of feeling I have to bring them down, burning and collapsing into hell with giant. The only thing I'd go to hell for would be to take them to hell. I want to be with God so bad, if God wants to send me to hell to take them, then damn me to hell. If I need to go to hell, I will. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth, 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's EX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut, that's 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much, that's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we just joined us. Nikki Haley came out and said we already knew what we broke exclusively over 2 years ago. Rex Tillerson, Kelly, all of them trying to appease the deep state and double deal and sell out Trump and the agenda by declaring themselves geniuses that would save America by violating the will of the American people and ending business as usual. It is a criminal coup that we caught right in the midst of it. Thad in Utah, what are your other points about this in general? Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, Alex, really all I wanted to say in regards to that whistleblower in Texas, this is something that we hear quite frequently, and it's mostly with people who are just completely uninformed. And you could hear the joy in that person's voice in regards to having a president.
Well, you could hear the conceited power trip of someone that's powerless, too. Did you hear the weakness?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as somebody who just left Austin, Texas, I can tell you that is something that I heard quite a bit. I just left Austin, and that little snarky tone is something that has very much invaded the great state of Texas.
Texas is in trouble. The whole country's in trouble. People ask, why do I live here? This is where my family's from since the literal 1820s. And just to watch Texas fall to the sickness, the same snake that bit California, used to be as conservative as we are, now has slithered over here. And people say, why do they bring it with them? Because they're the ones that suck California dry. They're the soulless vampires, and now they're here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for someone to just blurt out that they believe or they do not believe that the deep state actually exists just goes to show you that they do not read The Economist. They do not read the Agenda 2030.
It's all public. Financial Times, Atlantic Monthly. The globalists admit it. Again, I was being offered 20 years ago $10 million a year in book deals and Glenn Beck's job before he even existed. And, I mean, I had it on paper from the big corporations. I mean, that guy would fall over in a second if somebody offered him $10 million. But nobody's offered him $10 million because he doesn't have any talent or the spark of leadership. They're all a bunch of sycophants that think if they kiss butt long enough, they'll finally be a real man when they'll never be a real man. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, that $10 million a year is pretty cheap now, huh? Takes, what, $30, $40 million a year to run InfoWars, all the bandwidth, all the crew, all the legal? See, that was cheap, wasn't it? First it was $1 million, then $3 million, then $10 million, then the book deals, then all of it. You think I want to be somebody else's man? You want $1 billion to sell out humanity or a bullet in your head? I'll take the bullet, but I'll die trying to stop you. because it's the soul, it's the essence, it's your will that transcends. Don't let them have your will. Don't bow your will to them. Bow to God. And then instantly you'll go, I'm not bowing to God. I've just joined with God, and I've got so much power now, it's insane. But you won't even want the power, like the metaphor in the Bible of throwing down their crowns after 1,000 years with, you know, Christ. God, I don't want these crowns. I don't want these awards. You don't want it because it doesn't matter anymore. The ego's gone. It's all the real plan. Casey in Mississippi wants to bring up Pachinik, who's a smart guy, Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's been out there talking about the deep state, up to coup. Yeah, the CIA, leftist globalist arms of it, are carrying on a tip to overthrow America. They run the media, and it's unbelievable that all Americans don't instantly join with Trump and with InfoWars against it. Even if you disagree with some policies of Trump and not what they make up in the news, it's still about us running our own country. It's outside forces trying to destroy the nation state and turn us into a vassal state of the globalists. We must say no. It's ridiculous. I'm surprised we're not winning by a long shot. We're barely beating them right now. Trump's right. We're kicking their ass. But you know what? They are squeezing the hell out of America and putting an authoritarian censorship in control. And if they take Trump out, they'll try to complete that. Because they're scared. They're going to accelerate the authoritarian takeover, and we can't let them do that. Casey in Mississippi, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, you know, anyone that says there isn't a deep state or shadow government is either disingenuous or, like the last caller said, doesn't have their eyes open, is not paying attention to the very clear and blatant propaganda that they put out.
Oh, no, no. He did it to disrespect us and play gaslighting games. Because I guarantee you that guy's probably an educator or something and does that to little kids all day. I mean, you can hear the M.O. That's somebody that misleads people. That's somebody that enjoys leading people astray.
Absolutely. And, you know, really what I would look at is, as the deep state would, it was a movie that came out a while ago. I can't think of the name right now, but they called it a College of Corporations. And, you know, I think that ultimately it is that. It's a college of corporations with, you know, kind of like the banking headmaster, if you will.
That's Network and Rollerball, the original, which show you how they really run it. And that's actually written by folks that were externalizing the method. That's actually what it is. It's a college of corporations that trade humans as stock, just as the Bible says. They traffic in the souls of men, not just the bodies and ideas. And they want a one-world government system where you have to have their currency to live, which is the global cashless society, their final dream.
I agree with you 100%, and I think a lot of the kabuki theater that we see coming out of D.C. is distracting us from that. You know, this control grid, which pairs with the cashless society, the cybernetic control grid, that you know, that is 5G, that is all the smart devices, basically. You know, from my understanding, 5G is a computer-to-computer comms system that will connect your phone with, you know, to appliances, TVs, anything that has that type of...
It's already doing it without asking me, and people say, well, just get a droid. It's just as bad. If you have one, it's all the same globalist plan, and it's all these governments competing for control of the eye, you know, of the one ring. It's all that allegory. That's how Satanism works. They're all building their own destruction, hoping they can be finally in control of it. Suddenly, I'm telling it no. The phone is dialed into my car. It knows when I need gas, where we're going, all the sensors. I can't turn it off. I go into the menus. It still just reuploads. This is the AI push, where even if you turn it off, it's turned out Apple, Google never really turn it off, and now they won't let you turn it off. They're just letting you know we're in control of everything, and they're flipping the switches on right now.
Absolutely. And you said, I remember you saying, I can't think of how long ago it was, but it's over a year. You were talking about them terraforming the planet. And really, the way that strikes me now is it's being terraformed for AI. Even the chemtrails, the stratospheric aerosol injection with the metallic oxide, makes everything more receptive to frequency. And this control grid, the cybernetic control grid, you know, is more or less run on frequencies. I mean, EMF, the RF, ULF, everything. So
that's right. And what do they tell you in Transcendence with Johnny Depp? He becomes AI and becomes a dust that is in the sky, that is a smart dust where they can have a whole computer system you know, way more advanced than even a smartphone, in a single molecule. And then it will be everything and absorb us, and that's the endgame plan where you can't escape it. And they're now already putting the binary weapon system into you, the aluminum dioxide and the other systems, so that when the nanotech hits, they believe, it will then be able to find a place in your body and bind to that. And then through the 6, 7, 8G they're already rolling out and test, it will then be able to oscillate and program that to basically kill you, fry you. So the game isn't even get control of us. It's get control of us long enough to have us spiritually cut off from God, because our DNA has been proven to be a transceiver. They want to jam that frequency, then program us to worship Satan, which isn't just some cosmology out of a church. It is merged with that AI synthetic system, and that's what Elon Musk and others have told you the religion is. You go to these, and now the FDA just came out and said, okay, we can do the Ambrosia operation where parents will take their kids if they sign the agreement forms. The children have their own rights. That now they want five-year-olds to start giving blood, and the biggest people that want the money and are going to roll out the whole agreement is Silicon Valley will literally now openly be vampires. And then everybody living in the Silicon Valley area will then come and bring their fresh blood to the Silicon Valley lords, and will then pump it directly into their arteries. I'm not kidding, folks. That's the whole plan. I think the human AI gets it, Casey. God bless you. We'll be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Singer that comes along, in the case, I mean, maybe if Van Halen, the singer, was better. Well, the same thing with the Misfits. And Michael Graves, a good patriot, smart guy, officialmichaelgraves.com. He's here in Austin, and he's had his sold-out shows canceled because of his evil support of InfoWars and Alex Jones and Breitbart. But he's here to give us an update on how that went. He hadn't been here in about a year. Travels all over the world. Good to have you here, my friend.
Good to be here, Alex. Thank you for having me back.
Thanks for having time to be here. We're going to go to all the callers that are holding, like Jeff and Gary and all these folks. We'll get to you, too. We've got Phil Salente. He'll take over about 15 minutes the next hour. But you're loaded for bear. You've got a lot to talk about and how this is all interconnected. We've also got a special report that Savannah Hernandez shot. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's incredible. It's 10 minutes long. I'm only going to hear 2 minutes of it in the last segment of this hour. But she went out and asked, is it okay to be white? And people said no. So, I mean, this is the brainwashing that's happening. We'll get to that. Also, where are the globalists operating with the homeless, where people get arrested for nothing and the homeless can shoot up heroin and beat people up? Well, there's a plan behind that. We'll hit that, too. But obviously, Nikki Haley comes out, confirms what we broke 2 years ago with Roger Stone. And, of course, with Mike Cernovich, who they demonized and deplatformed a lot of places for exposing the fake whistleblower. But you tie it all together. During the last break, you were on fire. So good to have you here, and let them have it.
Well, again, the Epstein, the way that the Jeffrey Epstein suicide has hit the popular zeitgeist is amazing. You hear it everywhere. I hear it everywhere every night, to the point where we're making – there's memes about it. It's funny, right? So to prepare for today, and I went to InfoWars.com, and there's the report up about Roger Stone talking about Steve Bannon and yourself, and he references and talks about Miles Kwok, who is this Chinese national who China is looking to expedite back to China for his crimes, right? And that ties together Steve Bannon and how Steve Bannon was basically infiltrating the Trump campaign for his own gain. And then I started to think about the chessboard, everything that is on the chessboard, and I went down the rabbit hole starting with Mark Zaid, who's the whistleblower's lawyer, this guy that has pictures of himself at Disney World and is clearly linked to some sort of child.
It's a total creepazoid. Have you seen the latest thing?
100%.
Where he says, I represent pedophiles and get a mass security clearances.
And it's still up on Twitter for everybody to see.
He's flaunting
now,
it.
Now, this guy started what's called Whistleblower Aid, which is a nonprofit that was the Trump administration took over in 2016 and went around and advertised for whistleblowers, people within the administration to basically spy and come out against the administration. Right.
So you're right. He organized people that were inside of it to then go out and do what the so-called whistleblower's done, say something that no of the witnesses or transcripts ever saw.
Who is, and he's also connected to the James Madison Project, which also on the board of the James Madison Project, that's connected to John Podesta, which is connected to the Center for American Progress, which is connected to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is connected to the ACLU, funded by George Soros. Right, and then
that's why the ACLU will not defend free speech. They got bought.
And then, according to, and this is coming from, again, this isn't me making it up. It's an Aaron Klein report. They're facts, right? I didn't sit up last night and just analyze this. So, within tax documents that were looked at in this report, you find out that the Open Society, which is George Soros's
group,
right, is funding all of this. Which then is connected to the United to Protect Democracy. United to Protect Democracy is a group that is filled with former top lawyers from the Obama administration, which does advocacy methods to oppose the Trump administration. Right.
So that's who this is George Soros, Hillary, and a bunch of globalists. And it turns out they had Kelly. Turns out they had Tillerson because these people are all scared. Literally working for them, and then they brought in McMaster, they brought in Fiona Hill, they brought in all these people to fill up the administration all under Trump's nose, and now Bannon goes and testifies against Stone and says, well, he didn't tell me he was talking to WikiLeaks or had it, but that he was trying to get it. Well, of course, we were all trying to get it, and now Roger faces certain prison.
So why is this all important to the impeachment? How does it tie in? Well, because numerous aspects of the whistleblower's claims relies on information that's tied to CrowdStrike. And then when you start to look at CrowdStrike and who they are, the FBI never investigated the DNC hack. It was CrowdStrike that investigated the hack. Right?
Because it wasn't. It was a download at the point. It was never that.
And Roger Stone made a motion to suppress evidence in May for this very reason, that the DNC hack, it was questioning the legitimacy of the information.
It was never proven the Russians did anything.
Offered by the prosecutors because the FBI didn't investigate, or they failed to investigate, or they just decided not to, and they relied on the information from CrowdStrike, who found that Russian state players were to blame and gave the information to WikiLeaks. And that's where the whole Russiagate thing is coming from.
Which is ridiculous. It was a giant consortium of patriots in the government that leaked that information. And I've had that from William Benny, from everybody. It was downloaded inside the DNC. Other stuff was downloaded inside the National Security Council and inside the NSA and inside the CIA. That's where all that stuff's coming from, because there are people in the government that don't like the deep state. There's a civil war in the government between them, pro-Americans and globalists. And the final straw was Obama giving the Office of Personnel Management hack, 22 million names of the entire U.S. intelligence, their families, everybody, to the CHICOMs.
So then here I am. So it's starting to crystallize for me as you get all of this information. Then you start to see groups like CrowdStrike, you start to see the, you know, DNC and Adam Schiff, who's tied to Ukraine, who's tied to the Atlantic Council. And then the Atlantic Council.
That is CIA.
The Atlantic Council is funded by and works with, in partnership with, wait for it, Burisma Holdings, Google as well, Google Capital. $100 million funding drive financed by CrowdStrike. Why do you think InfoWars and Alex Jones is under attack? Google. There's ties to...
The Atlantic Council is former CIA from the left, and they admit, they go in congressional hearings and say, shut Alex Jones down. They're running it all.
Absolutely.
American citizens under CIA attack for simply supporting America being great. We'll be right back with our guest, Michael Graves, officialmichaelgraves.com. He is the former front man with the Misfits and a good patriot. And your phone calls, I promise, straight ahead. But yeah, we have globalists working with traitors inside the government to overthrow America.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products, 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show. Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Coming on at 10. Our world
is collapsing. We're just getting into how horrible the Pacific Northwest is, how bad L.A. is. I want to get to some clips of that. I want to get to some phone calls. We'll go to the next hour. But Michael Graves, finishing up with this deep state coup, it's incredible how transparent it is, how fraudulent it is. And Lindsey Graham says it's going to be dead on arrival in the Senate. They're going to launch a bunch of other lies once they get up next to that vote. And then they're going to launch a bunch of other lies when the Senate's having its trial. We're about to see their full vomiting of propaganda and disinfo. And I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm just saying people that think it's in the bag, I think are really underestimated. Remember, folks, I'm the guy that told you Trump was going to win for sure. And my gut told me that. I'm telling you, it's not in the bag right now. What do you think?
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% that it's not in the bag. However, like you always say, and people call up this show and they ask, what can they do? And aside of the obvious about supporting the broadcast and buying the products, it's exactly what I just did. I'm a punk rock musician, right? I'm a musician. I maybe spent 2-3 hours last night researching, writing my notes. The hotel wouldn't let me print out all the things I wanted to print out, so I wrote them down. And just with a little bit of thought and a little bit of research, you can put this whole piece, this whole puzzle together, and then you can talk to other people as well. Again, I'll reach out to. I know that there's a lot of musicians. I know that there's a lot of artists out there that listen to this broadcast. I wear the shirts. I'm out there every single day, almost 40-something cities, 55 cities on the tour that I'm doing. And people come up to me all the time, Alex, and they say, nice shirt. I listen to InfoWars. And the question back is, well, what are you doing? You have to do something. And
they have to be leaders. I'm not bitching at people. It's just
the time is now.
The system is afraid of the show because the focal point, they're afraid of you. Everybody's got to start speaking out. They've got to take action.
All they have is holding on to the narrative and trying to control the narrative. The president keeps saying witch hunt. We have to remember the lessons of the Salem witch trials in the 1600s, the lack of judicial regulation, the controlling of the narrative. And at the end of that, there were people that were dead and there were people that were in prison. And it's that spirit within what happened in the 1600s that propelled us forward, that eventually our forefathers and the Constitution and the birthing of this country was born through. And that's why.
Because there was judicial tyranny going on all over the colonies.
All over the place. And it was the controlling of the narrative and the ignorance of the people that were involved in that. That is what led to such a horrible outcome.
And the left is trying to create a witch trial hysteria.
100% of they absolutely are.
I see them failing, except they've got a lowest common denominator that buys into it. You were talking about them, what you've seen in Los Angeles, what you're witnessing all over the, particularly the West Coast.
Right. So the whether it's Antifa. Or if it's the environmental activists, you're talking about the supporters of the New Green Deal, the AOC people, they are convinced that they are fighting real Nazis. They are convinced of all the lies that are put out through the media and these crazy people that you see on screen there. It's another thing that I recognize with the anonymity of the whistleblowers and the anonymity of all these people that hide behind. Everybody covers their face. Nobody wants to stand up and actually have themselves be known. These people are violent. They are ignorant. They don't understand the founding of this country, what it was built on. They don't understand history. They are looking into their cell phones. They are getting the information.
They're mesmerized.
100%. I know that we don't necessarily have time to get into the big social engineering part of all this. I know that obviously here on the broadcast, you've talked about the Tavistock Institute and all of the things that go into that and what's being done to us on so many different levels. You had a conversation on the Sunday broadcast with Alan Keyes, that was amazing. And you and Alan spoke about what type of people would look over death camps in Auschwitz. How do you grow a crowd of people like that? Where do those people come from? And ladies and gentlemen, they are, you just saw them on the TV, the people that will look over these camps. If this goes through the way that that the left, the progressives, all the Soros people are hoping that it goes through. They are going to come for us all, and it's those people right there.
And they say they are, too. You know, that's what's really creepy about it.
The type of people that would eat Owen Schroyer's microphone windscreen are going to be looking over and have the hate in their hearts because they are disconnected from God. And, again, I love how you've become more spiritual on the broadcast and allowing that to flow through on this broadcast. And again, part of my notes, I wanted to bring up again that it's important to understand that we're not at the end of the day wrestling with human forces, and that it's a supernatural force.
And it's going to get more and more obvious, all the Kim trailing and the AI and the anti-human future. This headline, mainstream news, inside Amazon's plan for Alexa to run our entire lives. It's all there. This is a takeover. And humanity has to decide, do we want to be human and continue on and grow normally the way God has planned, or do we want somebody else to come through and tell us, give up our humanity, merge with machines, and be their slaves? I mean, this is happening. We're on a planet, folks. It's not a science fiction movie. It's the real world. I want to go to some calls. We'll be able to continue into the next hour. This is all important. And I've got some clips. Savannah Hernandez went out to UT this last weekend. And because there's all over the news, it's like, is okay to be white supremacist? The FBI is investigating because there's all this thing that white people are evil. Well, that's the universities, that's the left trying to create a race war. So, of course, it's okay to be any color. But we're going to play some of that coming back next segment. But right now, let's go to a caller. Let's go to Gary, who's been holding the longest, and James and Elijah and Jeff and many others. Gary, thanks for holding. You're on the air. What do you think Trump should do to stop this attempted takeover?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm good, brother.
Listen, I want to tell you, you're like Trump. The times get tough. Your products get better. You work harder. You get more focused. And he does the same thing. In regards to Trump, here's what I think. I think that no man's an island. And what's getting me today is always new news, is this guy, Lindsey Graham. He'll come out and he'll say it's dead in the Senate. And then 2 days later, he comes out. And instead of talking infrastructure, instead of talking the Mexico deal, he says he's going to partner with Romney to come up with a climate change bill.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so that's got to make you things like this. When I say
that means turn off America's energy when nobody else has to make the cuts. That's what that is. Like, that's warfare.
It's what I'm saying. When they either come up with crazy statements or they do something that's so abnormal, you got to say to yourself, what is going on?
Well, remember, Lindsey Graham said a few weeks ago they'd never vote to start formal impeachment in the House. They did.
Right. So he's like the last minute in regards to all the time they put into health care. That guy came by, his buddy, and he votes no on health care at the last minute and costs the American people trillions of dollars. Well, in regards to this impeachment, if we're going to put, we know the Democrats are bad. We know there's all this stuff. It's the Republicans that worry me.
Yes.
Okay? It's the deals that the Republicans have made. It's what's going on. It's always the guy that's on your side. You can sit there and get ready for the hordes that are in front of you. But if your friend that's behind you, that's supposed to have you six, who you have, you know, faith in, is going to get you from behind, you're in a lot of trouble.
Gary, we are so blessed you called in. Please call in again. He just nailed it. And that's it, is they've got sleeper cells, they've got operatives, and they're about to make their move. We'll be right back and get everybody's take on that.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Also, former lead man with the Misfits. It's his own great band today, officialmichaelgraves.com. He just told me tonight, just with the crew, at a little restaurant I've been to before called Patsy's. They got great chicken fried steaks, at least last time I ate there a few years ago. He'll be there playing acoustic guitar tonight at Patsy's. I guess that's off Ben White South or 290 South in Austin, Texas. So look for that this evening over there, I guess, with some of the crew. They're going to shoot some video. And he'll also be on the War Room coming up today. We're trying to get through your calls. He's got a lot more to add, and I've got a lot to add, and I've got a few reports I want to get to. But let's comment on what the last caller said, Michael. That's absolutely true. As Cicero said, it's not the enemy that openly has the banner at your gate. You can mobilize against that. If Rome's going to fall, and America's like the modern Rome, make no mistake, we're as close to it as anything ever has been.
Mm-hmm.
It's the enemy within. It's the traitor. They're the plague.
100%. It's from the inside. It's internal, and that is why it's important to continue to pay attention and not trust. You know, that caller was just talking about Lindsey Graham and not trusting these elected officials as far as we can throw them. the end game here is to remove Trump, whether it's by impeachment, whether it's by assassination. The end game, and it doesn't matter how they get to that.
They need to discredit the liberty movement.
They need to discredit the liberty movement. Remember what Hillary Clinton said. Remember what she called us. Irredeemable.
Deplorables.
When you look up irredeemable, the definition of irredeemable is not a
good
thing.
She said that too. You're right.
I looked it up.
It means worthless crap, no value, can't fix it, get rid of it.
Deserving strong condemnation, shockingly bad in quality. We were talking about Auschwitz. We were talking about camps before. That was signaling to us what's going to happen when somebody like Hillary Clinton and her minions get control, when they cede control back and push what they are trying to do. It really is camps. It really is coming to get us.
Oh, I mean, they say we're going to obliterate them once Trump's out. We're going to arrest them. And then people ask, why is D.C. so cowardly? The military is great, but once you get up to generals, because they were picked because they're yes men. They were picked because they're duplicitous. And now we know that Roger Stone and Mike Cernovich were right with their sources here on air that made them so mad that we named who the globalists were, who they were bringing in. It was dead on.
Roger Stone is being railroaded again. There's another canary in the coal mine. What's happening to Roger Stone? I read a lot about World War II. I've read a lot about the death camps, and one of the things that I find when you read about that history, when you read about the people that were involved in that, it's always the same thing. The people in these communities, in the Jewish communities that were sort of far removed from it, were always said, we heard about it and we didn't really think it was a big deal, and then it got a little bit worse, and then we got concerned. Next thing you know, they were on a train headed to a death camp.
Because George Soros was 14 but looked even younger. He was called a bloodhound. He was able to find people hiding, but he'd rat them out. And he says it was the happiest time
in his life, right? The happiest time in that man's life.
I mean, what a villain, and then the ADL calls him a Holocaust survivor.
And then back to these Antifa kids, again, that in what I do for a living, we were talking about before, I'm in these venues, I see these bands.
You've always been a real anti-fascist, and what is it like to see them literally working for a former Nazi collaborator calling you a Nazi?
I started my professional career in 1994, 1995. It was the end of the punks and the real punk rock skinhead wars. I knew and was part of what were called the Sharpies, right? They were nationalists before the freedom movement. It started within the punk rock, in the hardcore community. We loved America. A lot of the guys that I knew went on to join the military because they loved their country. They wanted to have families, and they were actually fighting the real white supremacists, these bonehead, meathead guys that hated everything. They hated gays. They hated Jews. They hated everybody, and they had made no qualms about it. And that movement, that white supremacist movement, seems to have morphed into this Antifa movement. It's shape-shifted into the Antifa movement.
It's really
movement.
Just an excuse to be nasty.
It really is, and to be disgusting and to be deplorable. Look at these. Back again when I started, and I've been in enough fights and skirmishes. You know, back in the day, if there was going to be a fight, you know, two guys would go outside and they would fight. They would look at each other. Their faces would be bare. And they would do what they needed to do and go away.
Would you say that punk rock was more nationalistic or right wing and then rejected the skinheads trying to take it over or whatever? Because, I mean, I would say even before you were there, wouldn't you describe Glenn Danzig as kind of right wing and nationalist?
I think so, yeah. Well, at least I know that Glenn Danzig now certainly is awake, and he understands from the interviews that I've seen and things that he's said, statements that he's made, that he's awake and he understands what the left is and what's happening. Again, he's been in the game long enough to remember what came down on him and the rock music industry and the censorship. Yes, yes.
And Tipper Gore had nothing on the left today.
Yeah, but at some, I mean, punk rock has always overlap with left-wing politics, but...
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that more... The Misfits version was more pro-military and stuff like that.
Yes. When you really dig into Glenn Danzig's lyrics, at least what I get from it, again, Hollywood Babylon. If you know anything about what Babylon is and what it was and what it represents, it was synonymous with evil, an evil, horrible system. And you get a sense that yes, music like Glenn was making was definitely national.
Speaking of horrible and evil, I want to play just 2 minutes of the Savannah Hernandez report. The full thing is so important. I posted into the live show feed today. Nikki Haley reveals attempted sabotage against America and President Trump. I want to play this, get your take on it, and then go back to phone calls. But imagine Martin Luther King just taught what Christians already knew. Everybody is equal in God's eyes. We all have different gifts. But you don't judge somebody off what color they are, but off what they do. Like good music, I don't care what color you are. Listen, good food, I'll eat your food. Make nice clothes, I'll buy them. I don't even care what color you are, even what your religion is. You know, if it's good, you know, like a rug you wove or a meal you made or a song you wrote. I mean, do we all think, oh, Beethoven's Christian? Or we just think that's amazing? But this, it's not okay to be white. Whoever came up with the idea, I guess 4chan did, is smart. Because people say, no, it is bad, and whites are inherently bad. And most of the people she talked to at UT who were white said, yes, being white is not okay, and it's bad to put those up. Now, she talked to black folks. Most of them are like, no, it's okay to be white. They get that. It's just crazy how the left's trying to sell this idea that is true racism. Here it is.
This poster has been put up around universities all over America. It's okay to be white. What do y'all think about that?
I mean, we have a lot of privileges as white individuals. So, like,
no, we don't.
Like, be proud, do your own thing, but I don't think, like, posting that is necessary.
I'm not sure. I would probably resent that group or, like, the people that were putting it up.
It's like saying you're the new royalty if you're white.
Because I don't
what?
Think it's necessary.
Sanders says
you know,
no whites are poor.
Extravagant.
I agree with you, although I feel that if that's their pride, then I think it's fine for them to do that, just like everyone else.
What do you guys think about it? How would you feel if you saw it popping up at UT?
I mean, obviously it's not good.
How come?
Because that's pretty right. I mean, it's pretty racist, I guess.
It makes you feel weird.
Yeah, it does make me feel
weird. It has to be done because they're teaching that whites are bad.
I'm not sure how I would feel. I guess
about
the sentiment is in the right place, but I don't think it's necessary to put up posters like that. I feel like it's a given in any society that it is okay to be white, and there's no, like...
Oh, really? It's given?
...repercussions to being white.
Oh, there's no repercussions?
Any additional difficulties that they have to face.
I'd be disappointed.
How come?
Because it's, I don't know, it infers that white people are oppressed in some way, and we are not. There's white supremacists everywhere. And the
they're everywhere.
Would be the only
they're everywhere.
Who would put that up.
Do you think that this phrase should
be
banned?
It's hard for them to talk.
Do you think that if people are posting this sign or saying this phrase around campus, they should be punished for that?
Yes. Well, I believe in the First Amendment, so, like, if it's not, like, hate speech, but I understand, but they're also, like...
Yeah, they all use these buzzwords.
That's what the majority of millennials say. Oh, we believe in the First Amendment, but if something's hurtful, arrest you.
And it's just like, blah, 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 First Amendment, blah, blah, hate speech, blah, blah, white supremacists.
Like, get some kind of rise out of them. Yeah, that's who gets it.
I'm not sure if it... go so far as to be qualified for hate speech, but...
What is hate speech? It's a leftist term for banning speech. We're going to come back with your calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. That full video is up on Infowars.com and Bandai Video, and it needs to get out there. And I'm going to go out and do a prove me wrong. I did the Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, prove me wrong deal. We've got signs printed up. It's okay to be white. Of course, on either side, I'm going to have it's okay to be black or brown. But you watch, folks are going to flip out because that's the brainwashing that's going on. So we have to force this debate out there because of what these people have been taught. We'll be right back with hour number four.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.